How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, hello, welcome to it. Wednesday night edition of Sports Day Satsy. Scotty Sattler and Jason Matthews in the Sports Day studio tonight. Hello, Sats.
Hello, Woogie, and also listeners. I've got to say, it's a quick turnaround, and I know the spectators didn't turn up to the first test match against the West Indies, but I'm really excited about the Adelaide test. Day-nighter, a little bit different.
You go home, have a couple of beers after work.
Well, I just think the way
cricket on.
Test cricket is at the moment in Australia, we probably do need something different.
Mm.
And I think it comes at a perfect time. And for more reports, our tickets have been sold.
Absolutely, they have. Yeah. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, 2DU in Dubbo. SCN Track, the SCN app, of course, 1170 SCN in Sydney, 1620 SCN on the Gold Coast, SCNQ 693 AM in Brizzy, and in Canberra on 1323 AM. You can grab a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts from. If you hit that subscribe button, stuff pops up all the time. You don't want to miss it, particularly The Last Laugh, which Sats just delivers comedy gold.
Mm.
In the last hour, the last thing we do
before
we go home.
I've hit the mark
the
last 2 nights, I've got to say.
Well, according to Jack, our producer.
Jack's actually here, Jack.
Jack, hello, Jack.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. It's like the cherry on top of the cake.
Mm.
You get through all of it.
What sort of cake would this show be?
Oh.
A blancmange.
Yeah, maybe like
jelly and mashed up.
Can I tell you the most overrated cake in the history of cakes?
Is this our topic tonight?
Is it classed as a cake, a pavlova?
Oh, no,
it's
that's
a dessert.
Not a cake.
It's a dessert.
It's not a cake.
The most overrated is carrot cake. Get vegetables out of cake.
I've never seen a carrot in that carrot cake. I don't think it is.
New Zealand have the best carrots in the world, so there you go. Different soil.
New soil, was it? Yeah. Mm.
Best cake, in my opinion, anything given to you free at the office when someone has their birthday. That's the best cake. Someone left 2 pieces of sponge cake for me. In the office.
Now,
the other
that
day.
Is overrated. A sponge cake.
Yeah, but
sponge
this had the cake. Real cream, not the fake cream.
What office were you at?
This cake would be
I was at SCNQ in Brizzy.
No, it wasn't this one.
This cake. This show would be a caramel mud cake. That's what this show would be.
Rich, velvety,
smooth.
Do you reckon Badge eats cake?
No, ice cream.
Yeah, he loves ice cream.
Anyway, don't derail us. You can grab the podcast wherever you grab your podcast from. And don't forget to look us up on TikTok, Badge Sats SEN. On tonight's show, Dougie Bollinger to preview
the second.
Yes, great to always have Dougie on the air to preview the second test. Simon Orchard's got some tips for Wente Park tonight. He's from New South Wales Greyhounds. We'll have a chat to him. That's ridiculous. Let's kick this off early. Get them through. 0457 736 736 or 1300 011 70 is our number. You're the star of the show. We love your input. We really, even Adrian's. Even. Why do I have to say that? Why are you making me say that, Jack? Even Adrian's. It's unfair. Hey, listen, I want to talk to Jack about something.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the before we're going to air. Jack's in a group chat with his buddies.
Yeah.
What sort of people are in this group chat before we take this on board, by the way?
What do you mean?
Like, are they sporting fans?
Oh, yeah, big sporting fans. So we're all going to first day of the cricket.
Any of them navigating the dark web at any stage?
No.
Okay.
Are they all single?
No, they're all actually shacked up.
Do they all look like Harry Potter? From Harry Potter?
Not all, maybe one or two, but not all of them.
Do they play Dragons and Dungeons or Dungeons and Dragons, whatever it's called?
Remember that game.
Yeah. Okay, we did play Dungeons and Dragons during COVID. It was the whole thing. But we're all going to first day of the cricket. We're all very excited.
How many of them don't live in their mother's basement?
Mm. All of them. Yeah, that's it. We're out there in the world.
Do many of them smother themselves in crunchy peanut butter?
Just so the dog would play with it.
Okay, sorry, what was the question?
What mates do you have? What are you talking about?
Just living our child apart.
So,
okay.
You had a group chat with your mates
we
and
have
you
a group
threw
chat.
Up a question.
Yeah, so this is the type of stuff that gets dominated in our group chat, pops up all the time. One of them goes, questioned someone else's batting ability in cricket, and he goes, I reckon I could score one run off prime Brett Lee for $1 million.
One run.
Yeah, so then it came
easy.
Up. Right, then it was, all right, do you think you could get one run off Brett Lee in his prime for $1 million or you lose the ability to taste?
No, I'd take the one run.
You take the one? Prime Brettley.
Yeah, prime Brettley.
You reckon you can get one run?
It's a little bit like BBL. The speed doesn't dominate BBL. It's the spin bowler. So in BBL, or T20, you just need a little bit of a nick and use the speed to your advantage.
You're
whereas
getting a nick.
You got a Mitch Swepson or prime Shane Warne or a prime Stewie McGill. No chance.
Oh, please.
No chance.
You
please.
Reckon Brettley coming steaming in full pace. I mean, you reckon you're getting a ball to the bat?
All you need is a nick and it's got to go through third man, go down to third man.
I don't think you're even connecting.
Jack, there are so many blokes who play grade cricket who get off the mark with a nick through slips. It could happen again off Brettley.
Brettley in his prime.
And the other thing is, if it hits your helmet and goes down to fine leg, is that considered a run? That's what I want to know. So it's got to come off the bat, right?
I'm saying I'd rather be confident of getting a one off of Brettley than I would a Shane Warne.
Six balls,
yep.
Or you lose your ability to taste,
yep.
And you're happy for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Okay. Jack, what do you reckon?
I'm with Sats. I'll take up six balls of Brettley bowling 150.
Yeah.
What you got to do is just chuck the bat there, mate. Doesn't matter.
And
your
I got 101
everywhere.
Not out when I was at high school.
Oh, here we go again.
You know.
That's great.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you raise the bat?
Yeah, absolutely.
He hasn't stopped talking about it. Every chance he gets, he talks about it.
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely. Can I correct you on something?
Yes.
Sats? Mate, it'll be a six off the first ball of Stuart McGill.
Stuart McGill's average was...
Was average?
Was pretty good based on the test matches that he
Who
played.
Was bowling at the other end?
From Shane Warne.
Shane Warne, mate. He builds all the pressure. So when the crap bowler comes on, everyone's going the tonk.
You're saying Shane Warne only got his wickets because Glenn McGrath's at the other end as well?
No, I'm not saying that. He was a very good bowler.
Mm.
Both him and McGrath was probably the best bowling combination we've ever had. But you know what it's like. Oh, God, I just got to get through this Warney over and then I'll take that hack down the other end. And
he
then
wasn't a hack at all.
Yeah, but this problem, you'd swing so hard, you'd knock yourself out, or you'd hit it straight up in the air, and Stuart McGill would pick up wickets.
Well, can I throw you a question?
Mm.
Who is the one bowler that you would not want to face under any circumstances? So if I put that scenario to you.
It's easy.
And if it was a different bowler, and you'd be like, nah, I'll.
I'm saying Michael Holding or Curtly Ambrose.
Yeah, I'm going to go a different country. Wasim Akram.
He's incredible. He's a good swinger.
But you didn't know where, mate, he's taken people's heads off. That's the thing. It swung as well.
Mm.
He cut you in half.
I'm talking about pure speed and danger.
Yeah.
I'm saying any of those West Indian bowlers. Dale Steyn from South Africa.
Yeah.
Quick.
Mm. Good call.
Mm.
Good call.
I'll tell you what.
What about you, Sats?
No, I'm going to say Jeff Thompson.
Yeah, then he didn't know where they were going.
Yeah.
See, that's the day. See, when the bowler doesn't know where they're going to go, that's the guy
There's
you don't want to face.
There's a famous Ashes series.
That's right.
I think it might have been 73 where England beat Australia. And, yeah, the tradition was that you went and had a beer with the opposition team. Doesn't matter whether you win, lose or draw. And Tomo wouldn't come in. And he loved a beer. And apparently the English player said, come on, Tomo, come in. He said, no, I'm that filthy. I'm going to kill every one of you in the next Ashes test. And I went, yeah, of course he did. I think it was 75, 76, 75 it might have been. Apparently he just decapitated four of them. Just lived up to his promise. Yeah.
No.
He would have been frightening.
Terrifying.
Oh, he gets my vote when you think about that, yeah. Mm. 0457 736 736. Nice start, Jack. Nice start.
Oh, thanks, mate.
That's good. You keep on that group chat.
Adrian Vowes, former Origin player, is listening to the show. Text us in. 0457 736 736. He said, what's wrong with Adrian's? Adrian Vowes, because obviously you're having a go at Adrian from Dural.
Mm. Yeah, but
he's saying, what's wrong with Adrian?
No, but Vowsy's got a sense of humour. Like, Vowsy's a good bloke.
Are you saying Adrian from Dural's not a good guy? He's
correct.
A good guy.
I'm saying that correctly, I'm saying that.
Yeah, that's not right.
Let me ask our listeners. No,
you don't ask.
0457 736 736. Which fast bowler would you have not liked to face?
Now, I've got a That's Ridiculous early.
Go for it.
Because make sure you send your That's Ridiculous in, 0457 736 736. This is from Steve. He says, Sats, you know I'm your biggest fan, but last night's last laugh was anything other than poor at best. You need to go back to Clown College.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, Steve.
Yeah, but the only one laughing is Jack, and Jack wants to date your daughter, Olivia.
Hmm.
So you don't see that, do you?
What?
So Jack's trying to date your daughter, Olivia, right? So he's supporting everything you do. You don't notice it in the meetings we have. Oh, Scott, that's a great idea, Mr. Sattler.
Do we have meetings, do we? Are you trying to sell that you're organised? We don't have meetings.
0457 736 736. If you've got any feedback on Sats's joke of the day, 1300 01 1170. Good column by Paul Crawley today, and I know you want to talk about this and get our listeners' feedback on this, Sats, as well.
Yeah, good debate. It's good debate. This is on the back of Mitch Moses and the alleged $1 million that he's sitting on at the moment and hasn't signed, re-signed with the Parramatta Eels, comes off at the end of 2023, open to talk to clubs at the moment. And Paul Crawley also put it out to the poll. It's got a lot of traction as well. And he said, this is the big signings that either worked or are still working at their current club, or big signings that haven't worked. For example, Ash Taylor. Gold Coast Titans only had a handful of games at the Broncos, was a junior superstar, was a really good kid, good half, signed for $1 million at the Gold Coast Titans, thereabouts, never lived up to the expectation. So some of the ones that are working today, the $1 million players, the big signings that came across to a club, to your club or another club, that are still working or did work in the past. And I'm going to say, I think Jason Taumalolo's 9-year deal at $1 million a year, I think that's worked for the Cowboys. I think he's been outstanding. I think he's lost his focus at all during that time. If not, he's got better.
Mm.
So on the back of Paul Crawley's story, let's get your thoughts. 0457 736 736. Text us. What are some of the big deals that went wrong, or some of the big deals that actually worked?
Mm.
Sonny Bill Williams, that worked when he came back to the Roosters.
That was that short-term contract?
2012, then they won the comp in 2013.
Oh,
yeah, so yeah, that's a deal, a big deal that worked out for the club.
Geez, there'd be a few at the Titans.
Jared Hayne.
Yeah, perfect.
Great publicity.
Yep.
Signing, and was meant for a short term effect as opposed to a long term effect on the
club.
Was
it meant to be that short though?
Yeah, well, their first game they played the Warriors. It was the first sellout they'd had in many, many years. On a Sunday afternoon, so. Yeah, the players that have worked or haven't worked from their big signings at clubs.
Bears Head, South Sydney. No, he was good.
He's a good player, Bears Head.
It was my brother actually named his Commodore Fletch after he signed with South.
Not Chevy Chase movie, Fletch?
No. Yeah. No. 0457 736 736. Which $1 million signings have not worked at clubs? Can be any sport.
All worked,
okay. Yeah. Well, you'd say then Tom Brady going to Tampa worked. They won a Super Bowl in the first year.
Yep.
There's one.
Tick. Good example.
What about Jordan when he went to baseball? How'd that go?
Well, they went on strike, so he had to come back to
fail
NBA.
That failed?
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, God.
Horrible shooter. Went to the Bulls. Helped Jordan win three more championships.
There you go. 0457 736 736. Those $1 million signings that worked or didn't work in sports. What else we got coming up? Oh, something I was just talking to Jez, our boss, about today.
Yeah.
We're talking about TV shows. I'm going to get into it. I'm re-watching Sopranos because I know you don't like it. You only got through, a half an episode.
My favourite movie of all time is Goodfellas. Ray Liotta.
Yep.
Joe Pesci. Rob De Niro.
You've got to give it a chance, mate.
But I'm comparing it to Goodfellas. That's why I don't like The Godfather.
But it's like any really good TV series. It takes a while. Like Breaking Bad, I nearly gave up.
Great show.
I know, but I was up to the third episode and I've gone, this is rubbish. Yellowstone, it took season 2, episode 5 for me to hook into that.
Mm.
It takes a while. You know what he's going to rewatch? The American version of The Office. Now, I tried to watch the first episode of that, and they were copying the English version. It just wasn't the same, right? Ricky Gervais, he's the man, right?
Mm.
But he reckons the American version is outstanding of
The
Office.
Steve Carell's good. He's no Ricky Gervais. But, I can't watch The American Office because it's
boring?
Like watching an English version of Seinfeld.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Okay. 0457 736 736. Which TV series are you rewatching? Maybe we haven't even seen him. He might put us down the right path. Failed transfers. Chris Sandow was a massive deal that went wrong at Parramatta. Spent most of his time playing for Wentworthville.
Yeah, he went for big money. Went to South Sydney as well. I actually signed Chris Sandow as a 16-year-old to the Gold Coast Titans. He was the Australian schoolboys halfback. Comes from Cherbourg. And a tremendous same town as what Steve Renoff came from. Tremendous young kid. He's unfortunately incarcerated at the moment, but he's a tremendous young kid. He's from a really good family, and but he was a really good player, Chrissy Sandow. There were things off the field that really affected Chrissy. But yeah, he signed for a lot of money. That's a really good nomination, actually. That's from Belmont from Clarence.
A bowling weapons. This is not a bad one. Mitchell Johnson with the handlebar mode, 2013-2014 Ashes. No thanks.
Mm.
Is that the one where Pup apparently turned around and said to, was it Jimmy Anderson?
Oh, one of the worst sledges, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Anderson was batting. He said he's going to break your
arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a horrible sledge.
He sledged him with his... with his blonde
I can never
tips.
Take Mitchell Johnson seriously. You know when he do the death stare.
Yeah.
When you look at Tomo and Dennis Lilly and Warney, those, it just seemed too well manicured. He had beautiful skin. His hair was always beautiful.
He didn't look like a biker, did he? That's from Brett from Kingsgrove and Mick from Toowoomba. Sean Tate and Mitchell Johnson. And that actually, like a few people suggesting Mitchell Johnson, mate. Maybe we're the wrong ones in this.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.